Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey everyone, and thanks for joining me this week. My name is Laura Adams, and I'm your money mentor. I'm a personal finance and small business expert, author, and educator who's been hosting the Money Girl podcast since 2008. The mission here is to help you get the knowledge and motivation to prioritize your finances, build wealth, and have more security and less stress. I create every show to give you actionable strategies and practical advice so that you can take your financial life to the next level. Today's episode is 675, called Should You Invest in Cryptocurrency? This episode comes courtesy of Jimmy Y, who sent me an email question recently. And by the way, if you want to send me an email with a question or an idea for a future show topic, I would love to get that from you. You can use the contact page at lauradadams.com. Or if you want to leave a voicemail message, just call 302-364-0308. So Jimmy says, cryptocurrency seems to be mentioned more in the news lately. Have you podcasted about cryptocurrency as an investment option? Well, thank you for your question, Jimmy. No, I have not done a podcast specifically on crypto recently, so I do appreciate the suggestion. Yeah, you've probably heard that the value of Bitcoin recently skyrocketed. It was valued at just over $10,000 back in October 2020, and now it's worth more than $50,000. Well, at least it was worth $50,000 as of March 3rd, 2021. That's 50 grand for one Bitcoin. And every year we hear that cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin and Ethereum are getting more popular for making purchases. While it's still far from mainstream acceptance, many businesses such as PayPal, Microsoft, and Overstock.com have added one or more cryptocurrencies to their platforms, and they take it as a form of online payment. But does that mean you should invest in cryptocurrency? This podcast will review what cryptocurrency is exactly, whether you should invest in it, and how to do so if you choose. So let's start out with a primer on cryptocurrency. It's basically a digital money that runs on blockchain technology. Now, stay with me, and I'll explain what blockchain is in just a moment. But cryptocurrencies are exchanged directly online without a middleman, like a bank or a credit card company or a government. A cryptocurrency is encrypted and decentralized, which means there isn't any central authority, like the Federal Reserve, to manage its creation or its value. Instead, transactions get recorded in code via a digital and open source ledger called a blockchain. Now, think of a blockchain as a global checkbook created by computer algorithms. Once a cryptocurrency verifies a transaction, it keeps a record of it in blocks that all get linked together on a chain of previous transactions, therefore the blockchain. One coin of a cryptocurrency is simply a line of code, not something you can see or put in your wallet, or a physical wallet, that is. You can put it in a digital wallet. Bitcoin was first created in 2009 by an unknown person who everyone gives the name Satoshi Nakamoto. While it's the most well-known cryptocurrency, there are thousands of different types in circulation. Bitcoins are created or mined by various people and companies worldwide using powerful computers that organize and validate the currency. What many people love about cryptocurrency is that it verifies transactions while keeping users anonymous. Plus, there's so much verification for each transaction that it probably could never be hacked, stolen, or duplicated. It would take a massive amount of resources for a cyber criminal to change the blockchain ledger and steal cryptocurrency. Once you own crypto, you store it in a digital wallet and you use it to buy goods and services. However, most people buy it as an investment. Like buying a stock, investors want to purchase it for a relatively low price and sell it for a higher price and take a profit. Or investors might buy and hold on to their crypto with hopes that the value will go up and then they'll spend it in the future.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there, I want to tell you about one of my favorite podcasts, Freakonomics Radio. Every week, host and best-selling author Stephen Dubner dives into the hidden side of business, economics, and so much more. He interviews CEOs, historians, and Nobel laureates to explore all kinds of topics, like why the best employees can make the worst bosses, and how whales went from being economic engines to environmental icons. If you're a curious person looking to better understand the world around you, you'll find everything you're looking for on Freakonomics Radio. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. While the value of Bitcoin has risen steeply over the past few months, it remains a highly speculative investment. For the average investor, buying any cryptocurrency comes with lots of risks. Yes, I know it seems tempting to get in on an investment class that's poised to increase in value. While it could have massive gains, it could also have huge losses. Not only is crypto in its infancy, but like most mainstream currencies, it's incredibly volatile. Another downside to investing in crypto is the lack of regulations governing it. In other words, it's the Wild West out there. That means you should only invest money in crypto that you would be willing to lose if the value plummets. So don't even think about buying crypto unless you've got a very healthy emergency fund, no consumer debt, and you're regularly investing at least 10 to 15% of your gross income for retirement. Remember that investing in crypto is like buying an individual stock, which I've talked about before on the show. That's very risky because you're putting money into one security. A much wiser investing strategy is to own thousands of securities, such as buying shares of a mutual fund or an exchange-traded fund that owns hundreds or thousands of underlying securities. So if you've got money or a portion of your investment portfolio that you can afford to risk with crypto, there are various ways to buy it. One is to use a crypto exchange, such as Coinbase, which is easy to use even for novices. Coinbase charges fees based on how you make a purchase and the amount. For instance, if you're in the United States and you want to buy, let's say, $100 of Bitcoin using your bank account or a digital wallet, you would pay a fee of $2.99. And if you're going to buy using a debit card, they would charge you $3.99. And you can also invest in crypto funds, such as the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust that goes by the symbol GBTC, or the Bitwise 10 Index Fund, which is BITW. However, some of these funds are only available to what's called accredited investors. These are people who have income at net worth above a set threshold. So that tells you something when some of these crypto funds are only going to allow people with very high net worth to buy into those funds because they want to make sure they can handle the risk. There are many companies in the crypto industry overall, such as Microsoft and IBM. So investing in stock funds that own underlying shares of those companies allows you to get exposure to crypto at a fraction of the risk. The bottom line is that average investors should always avoid unnecessary risks. So the best strategy is to max out a retirement account, such as an IRA or a 401k, every single year by making consistent contributions to a retirement plan using its diversified investment funds. You'll build wealth and create financial security in a slow but reliable way. So I hope that was helpful for you, Jimmy, and for everyone listening. Once you're maxing out a retirement plan, you've got plenty of emergency savings and no debt, I would say feel free to invest a small amount of money in any speculative thing you want to, including crypto. But until then, you can't afford to lose any of your hard-earned money in risky investments. Before we go, I'd like to invite you to sign up for my newsletter list. Every week, I send out a short email update that's filled with tips and tools that I think you'll enjoy that will help you save more, grow your money, and become an amazing money manager. If you want to get that, you can simply go to lauradadams.com, where there's an opt-in box, or you can send me a text message. Text the phrase "get updates" with no space to the number 33444. Again, text "get updates" to 33444 and you will be on my list. And if you're not into email, no problem. Another great way to stay in touch is to join my private Facebook group called Dominate Your Dollars. You can search for it on Facebook or text the word dollars, D-O-L-L-A-R-S, to that same number, 33444, and I'll send you an invitation to the group. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life. Money Girl is produced by the audio wizard Steve Rickyberg with editorial support from Karen Hertzberg. If you've been enjoying the podcast, take a moment to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. That really means so much to us. And new episodes are released every Wednesday, so be sure that you are subscribed to the show so you won't miss any of them. And be sure to check out the backlist episodes and show notes that are always available at quickanddirtytips.com.